UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter says, I'm sure Kellen has seen his dad naked at least once. What's a predator going to do to his psyche?
Get out of here with that. That's a terrible text.
And James Strebel.
I mean, they're in the worst text run on the show. Oh. You should be ashamed of yourself, Texter.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Now we just need to go ahead and put the poll question up. Would Puma Pass start at Kentucky at ESPN 680?
Let's go.
Rummage, of course, believes that he would, and that is happening right now, stemming from our backup quarterback discussion that we dove into in the last 20 minutes or so of the show. It's a Thursday edition. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney, that's me. James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan, hanging out with you at the Papa John's studios. Need to tell you about UPS Jobs, our longtime partner. UPS Jobs would like to say thank you to all the drivers, supply chain workers, and logistic members who are keeping the community going by delivering needed goods on a daily basis. I have opened the door for the dog, so if you hear Ruby in the background, the UPS man might just be on the block. So we appreciate them, and the UPS Jobs text line is 502-437-9680. A couple different things that I want to get to here. I want to tease this, but I want to do this hour.
Okay.
So we have Bozich coming up at 5 o'clock. Rick Bozich, WDRB, a normal Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour. We will get to that here in about an hour. But have you followed at all on Twitter? And not Twitter, the Courier Journal, but it's on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and everything else. That they have got coaches like Satterfield and Chris Mack and Dominique, his last name.
Yates.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. That should be on the mixtape. I was doing a show with Locke right now to get crushed. I was up in the air.
Andy.
You know what? I was thinking Dominique's Dimes.
Okay.
Then I just got mixed up with the Dimes, and I was scrambling,
right.
And I could not think of his name. They have read, Carol's. Bedtime stories. Kids stories, if you will. And you know where I'm going with this.
I know, yeah.
So I want to recreate one of those. Would that be a problem? In fact, Mitch,
no.
I told you not to do this, but Mitch, could you go back and try to maybe find one of those that we could play just a little bit? Or maybe I could do it real quick, Strebel, if you want to kill time.
Sure.
So, what books do we have? I got a bunch.
Okay.
In there.
Okay, so you want me to read just any book? I could read a book. Yeah, absolutely. I read to my kids all the time.
Hold on. Still?
Why does Andy have children books?
I do a lot of babysitting. My wife has a bunch of books.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. My wife has a bunch of books. I have a bunch of books. Haven't thrown anything away.
Okay.
Books are becoming like CDs, but they still are not.
Right.
They're still not
that way.
They're
still relevant.
They are, and you can have a bookcase and everything else.
Right.
So in the house that we bought this house as is. So this house had a bunch of crap in it, including an old, this older woman had a bunch of books as well.
Okay.
So if you combine some of those with what I had as a kid growing up,
sure,
or whatever, what my wife had, you combine all of these things. And, I mean, like Dr. Seuss books is what,
sure,
I mean.
Right.
Like I got like a Mother Goose book.
Right.
I got like the Man on the Moon or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
Man on the Moon or the Over
giving
the Moon.
Tree,
yeah, the
and giving things like that.
Exactly.
Yes.
So would you like to read something?
Sure, I would
today?
Love to read something. Yes, yes. And I still read to my kids because the twins are starting to read, but they're not there yet. Kellen reads like 300-page books. He's like, I don't need to read to him anymore. He's good.
You're good, right?
Yes, yes, he's
good. I can't find this either, Mitch, and I'm trying to find it. I was going to play it off my iPad. I should have had it ready.
I have it, but you know the internet. It's buffering.
Oh, buffering. It's always buffering.
I don't know what happens with the internet there. I just don't know.
It's bizarre.
The last two times I've been there, the internet's been down.
Yeah, I think the last time I was in there and was actually in studio doing something, it was on and off. I think the last post-game show I did in there, it was like that.
I just can't find this. I can't find it.
The multimedia sports analyst with the Courier-Journal. So I do a lot of videos and do some other fun sporting events with the department. So today, I'll be reading my personal favorite book, Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. I think this book describes me in a way because it's all about being the best you can be and trying to succeed and go far in life, even when there'll be some rough patches along the way. So I'm really excited to read this book. It starts off by saying, congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
You know what you know.
You can read. You wanna read a Dr. Seuss book?
Sure, I'll read.
Or is it Seuss? Is it Bobby V that had this discussion? I'm sure it is. It's Seuss, I believe. Dr. Seuss.
I've never heard that. It's not Seuss.
Well, no, Seuss is the way you're supposed to say it.
Oh,
but nobody
okay.
ever has.
Okay, gotcha. No, I'll read whatever. Let's go. I'm all for reading books. I'm all for literature and reading to the masses. I'm ready.
Texas says, the Puma pass Terry Wilson poll is such a troll move. Of course, dumb U of L fans will pick Puma just to troll UK fans. It's idiotic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Texter says, are you reading Cat?
Uh-oh.
I don't read that one. I don't know. I'm caught
up in the hat?
Here. Texter says, it sounded like Andy. No, that wasn't it. It sounded for a second there that Andy bought a house with an old lady in it as is. Yes.
It kind of did.
That's exactly.
The old lady.
I pivoted
here.
Right before it totally sounded that way.
It did.
So it only like 65% sounded that
right,
way.
Right, right.
I bought this house. We bought this house as is.
Right. Everything.
Little old lady had to be out of it. Our son's loaded, didn't give a damn. And here we are. That's a great deal for your boy here. Why do you think I live
Heck
in?
Yeah.
Why do you think I live where I live?
Sellersburg's great. There's nothing wrong with Sellersburg.
Yeah, but it's not the first place you think, damn, I got to get over there.
I got to live in Sellersburg.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, damn, I can't wait to get to Clarksville.
Yes, exactly. I can't wait
and
to get
by the way, there's places in Louisville, too, so settle down.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Texas says, my God, that rant last segment by Strebel, tell him to swallow. He sounds like he's frothing. I bet it looks like foam at the corners of his mouth.
I don't see any foam. I wasn't foaming, was I? Hopefully not.
Texas says, Andy has green eggs and ham on the shelf, LMAO. Oh, yeah, probably.
What's wrong with having...
I haven't read any of these. I don't think I was into, hey, read to me, mommy and daddy. I don't think that was ever me growing up. But, of course, I can't remember my childhood.
Right. I was. I had to, my mom read to me every night for years.
Boy, I have a joke. I'm not going to make the joke.
Once
you know the joke I want to make.
We're right there.
You separate from the bottle joke.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought the way you said it made me think of it. I don't know why that's the
it's
case.
Like the kid in Game of Thrones.
What's his
Robin?
No, it's not Robin.
Yeah, it is Robin. Yeah, Robin. Robin Aaron. Yes.
Robin. I'll trust you.
Sweet Robin. Yeah.
I'll trust you.
Yep.
Texter says, play the sound of locks swiping round daddy today. Mitch, you want to go ahead and listen to the text machine here and go ahead and play that one if you don't mind? Go ahead if the internet's working. If the computer's
to
working.
Me is, our guy Strebel, and I don't know, I will never pretend that Strebel like represents the entire UK fan base, but he retweeted the announcement of UK playing Notre Dame with all caps, hell yes. Like, is Notre Dame the type of program that you get an all-capped hell yes when you get to play Notre Dame in basketball? Is that really worthy, Round Daddy, of all-capped hell yes? It's Notre Dame, bro.
So right.
Like, again, sorry Dame, that I have bro. To go there, but you open the door. You open the door, Round Daddy. I'm going to walk through it. Another example of the standards being lowered at the University of Kentucky. That a game against freaking Notre Dame gets a hell yes from a UK fan. You used to play North Carolina and Indiana and big time schools. And now you're playing Notre Dame and you're giving me a hell yes. Oh, the standards just keep getting lowered.
It's nothing with the standards, Locke. It's just a good home game. Because Cal, you're right. Cal didn't play good home games. He plays really good non-conference schedules away from Rupp Arena. I was excited to get a good home game at Rupp Arena. That was it. But, of course, he's got to read something else into it. Our standards have lowered.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot there. You did celebrate it quite a bit.
Because they got a good home game. That's all I said.
You did some celebrating.
I did celebrate it. That's a good game. You know why I celebrated? Because I was braced for crap.
Why?
I was braced for crap. That's why I celebrated.
But, I understand. I agree with you. But that's what he's talking about with, you know,
but that,
Kentucky
that,
lowering the standards.
That
you're excited over just anything that's thrown your way, and that anything being thrown your way is Notre Dame, Mike Bray, in his 15 losses a season over the last, like, 4 years.
It's not like he's lowering the standards. Like, I don't see how that's lowering the standards.
It's booking an NIT team.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it is, right?
This late in the game?
And, Mitch, can you do this? I hate to do this to you. Oh, is the internet working, by the way? No.
Yeah, it is. It just took me a second to get that sound bite
can
up.
Can you go to the bracketology? I mean, Joe Lenardi releases these bracketologies.
Yes, like once a week.
now, Notre Dame always has a bunch of four-year players.
They do, yeah.
So probably the entire team's coming back, and they're going to mature under the tutelage of Mike Bray. And I understand that, and I like Mike Bray, and I'm fine with Notre Dame, and Notre Dame has played well against Louisville, and it's a fine matchup.
Yeah.
Okay, in the last little bit, they've added a three-game set here. They've added a three-game set with Michigan. Those are good things, especially if those games end up at least one of the years, okay, or whatever, at Rupp Arena. I'm with you.
Right.
But Locke's got you on this one.
I disagree.
I hate to tell you.
I don't think it has
he's
anything
got
to do
you
with
on this
standards.
One. He's got you.
All it was saying, okay, cool, we got a good game at Rupp Arena.
Yes, cheering. That's how you made it sound on Twitter, like there was a big, like you erupted with a cheer to where you picked up Kellen and you embraced your son and you said, I'm going to probably ditch the UK post-game show this year, but son, I'll take you to this Notre Dame game and we'll for sure ditch the UK post-game show with Terry Crews and Jason Entz.
And Jason Entz, yeah. No, I was just happy to see a quality game. It wasn't like, oh, yes, Notre Dame is the end-all, be-all of college basketball. Maybe it came to Lachlan McClain, that's how things come across when it comes to UK. It's always a negative slant. He can't see it through, like, just regular eyes of, like, wow, that is a good opponent.
I agree.
That's cool.
I agree, though. I agree with the back end.
Yes.
Of what I know, I agree with the front end of what he's saying. The back end is just him being a gas bag.
Yes, he's being a gas bag.
His normal take on Kentucky. That's whatever. I'm not paying attention to that. I'm numb to that. It still makes me smile, but I'm relatively numb to that. It's the front part of that. The adulation. And there has been a nice amount of adulation. Cal doing it again. Look at Cal toughen the schedule. Look how he got Notre Dame.
Well,
there has been a little bit of that. You have to admit. And then when you go, yes, with caps and exclamation marks and fireworks.
Okay.
You know.
But to be fair, it is June.
We're never fair. Right?
I know. It's almost June. That game got pulled out under the rug was pulled out from under that game, right? And they didn't have a long period of time to get a game, and they actually got a decent opponent.
I agree, and they set up something long term.
Yes.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, that was part of what I was saying. That was part of what. But
was hinted
in
the hell yes.
Way.
But no, it's not hell yes.
It is hell yes.
You said hell yes.
Yes, I did.
If you would have said this late in the game to get a game this year in Rupp Arena that is above average and maybe doing, you know, you can do a couple seconds of research on Notre Dame to see if they are projected to be, you know, a tournament team, that Cal did a good
job
here.
They're not, by the way.
No, they're not.
It wasn't like, I mean, it was, I saw it and it was just an spur of the moment thing. I was like, oh, cool, they got a good game.
This is the Satterfielder Mac have done it again.
No, it's not. I'm not saying he did it again.
It is.
I'm more critical on Calipari and his scheduling than any Kentucky fan.
You are. I'm not saying.
And I'm just saying, I'm pleased that he didn't schedule a dog crap opponent.
I don't disagree with you. Yes. What I'm saying is the way that you said it on your tweet opened you up. That's number one.
Okay. And
number two. No one else is reacting like you. Everyone else is just, oh my God, it's just, these teams, they met in 2012. And it's just like, yeah, Notre Dame ain't been
done anything
since 2016.
I agree. I understand that, and I do agree with that. It's not North Carolina. It's not Duke. It's not that. But it's
who do they
not,
get in the Champions Classic this year? Is this a Kansas here?
No, it's UCLA. Oh, it's Kansas.
It's Kansas.
CBS is UCLA. Yeah, Kansas is Champions Classic.
It's not always the dogging on the non-con schedule. It's not the schedule. It's the home
game. It's the home game.
That's all that it is.
Right.
I mean, listen, there are people that schedule way weaker in the non-con than John Calipari. It's just the games that you play in Rupp that add to that atmosphere.
Right.
And it comes down to the CBS Sports Classic and some of these games rotate. And so you get some years that it's not very much. But, I mean, no, I agree with you overall. Fine. It's a good addition this year. It's a nice addition for a 3-year. It's fine, okay? You would hope Notre Dame would get better.
Right.
So it's not, you know, be an 8-seed. Don't be an NIT team. You know, be a 7-seed. But the adulation and celebration is a bit much.
I will meet you halfway there.
What
made me angry was the usual lowering of the standards baloney that comes out of his mouth. Is what got me. This has nothing to do with standards. It has nothing to do with standards at all. Their non-conference schedule is good. It's just not good at home because they don't have a good home schedule. What does that say about their standards? Everybody else in the country plays crap teams. So does his Wahoos play bum teams. But we play all the best.
You don't know that. You're getting yourself.
Tony Bennett only plays the best.
Wait, you're getting yourself into something I'm not sure that you know.
Well, they
I'll
do.
Look it up.
All
I'll
do.
Look it up. You don't look it up. You finish
okay,
your thought.
But I'm just saying, it's like he made it a referendum on Kentucky standards, which he always, anything they do is a referendum on the standards and the lowering of the standards. I mean, what do you want, Locke? I mean, Kansas, the first game, Duke, the second game, the third game, they're going to go out west and play UCLA, the fourth game, they're going to travel to Villanova and play them at home. All road games in the non-conference and every single team's in the top 10. That's what that's what he thinks that Kentucky should do. But if you schedule Notre Dame and say, yeah, we had a cool 3-game series with them, oh, they lowered the standards by scheduling Notre Dame, and here we go. Kentucky fans are just fine with Elite Eights now. I'm just going by the data. I didn't say, you know, I'm just going by the data. You're fine with Elite Eights, and you're fine with only 2 top 10 kids and 1 in the top 5. That's fine. Good for you. That's what drives me nuts.
I am trying to find any part of Virginia's 2020 schedule. Are you okay, by the way?
I'm fine, yeah.
Okay.
You probably can't find their schedule because no one gives a damn about Virginia. They're probably not even on the internet.
It said 2020 schedule, but it's actually last year, and it directed me to the, I believe, the SB Nation, no, I don't know if it's SB Nation, but it's thesaber.com.
Saber.com.
I mean, Daniel Lerner put out her way too early ACC rankings, and Georgia Tech is at 6, and Notre Dame is at 10th. So basically,
put it up at ESPN 680. When Kentucky beats Notre Dame next year in basketball, will that be considered a good
win?
Will that win help their resume?
Okay.
Or what is it? What is the what's the net?
Oh,
what's level one? Top 50 opponent?
Yeah, top 50 opponent. Will it be a level one opponent?
I don't know if.
I don't know. Are they bringing back that big white bearded center? Is he?
Dude, I don't know.
Mooney, is that his name?
They always have a big white center. What do you mean? Is Notre Dame bringing back the big white center? Put that up too.
They are not.
They're not.
So
Mooney's
gone.
Oh no, not Mooney.
Not Mooney.
It was Mooney. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking up this Virginia schedule.
I bet Mitch doesn't even know that reference.
Do you know that reference, Mitch?
No.
Do you know who Paul Mooney is?
No. I'm looking at this Notre Dame roster, and it's pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, let's do that. Yes or no, when Kentucky beats Notre Dame next year in basketball, will it be considered a quality win?
You're right. Virginia's basketball schedule is, like, non-existent. Do they not release it? Do they not? Because Kentucky's has theirs.
Do they have the entire thing?
It's just, I just put Virginia basketball schedule. There, okay, let me try this. All right, because now I'm curious. All right, here we go.
Texas says, Locke has become this way because he believes Virginia has bypassed Louisville and is on Kentucky's level.
He does.
I would absolutely agree with that. Texas says, Locke really got under Roundfather's skin with that take. Yes, he did.
He did.
Texas says, come on, round mound of gas baggery. You celebrating Notre Dame is the reason he says the lowering of standards is happening. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But Texas is right.
It's not
you're feeding into the narrative, my man.
But I'm not. It's this is not
your
standard.
Your actual opinion isn't that.
Yes.
But the way you have portrayed it makes him think that because he doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
So
that's
when you say
point.
Hell yes on Twitter, that's all he knows.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes. Then he should educate himself. Do the where's all this research? And you can't like Virginia's basketball. Like, does Tony Bennett have it in a safe? Like, is it like, does he have it locked on it?
No, does he have what? Does he have what?
The schedule. I can't find the schedule.
I don't know. Who cares?
You can't find it until I'm ready to release it.
By the way, Twitter has now blown up with the would Puma Pass be the starter at Kentucky?
I haven't even looked.
Generic sports radio in the summer. And we have hit it on Thursday, March the 28th. Is it March? No, it's May the 28th.
Oh,
good
man.
God.
Here we go.
By the way, Diener's texting me right now. Hang on just a second here. I'm going to have to look at what Diener is texting me right now.
Oh, they're all fighting.
A lot of fighting
here
right
we
now.
Go.
Yeah, a lot of fighting. UVA's non-con was 292 last year on KenPom.
Lowering the standards, Locke. Lowering the standards.
You know what? You should tweet at him during the break. Not now.
Okay.
Not now.
I'm
settle
at
down.
The break.
You need to take a breath.
I do. I'm getting all... Whew. Man.
Texas says, if Rummage said hell yes about U of L scheduling Arkansas, Roundfather would vomit into the microphone. Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
That's true. But now I got something on him with Virginia's schedule, and I'm going to tweet at him, and he won't respond to me until tomorrow because he's a
Texas spectrum. Says, Roundheady would go hog wild if it was Syracuse, Oklahoma, or even Marquette.
Yeah, those are nice teams. I mean, they're fine.
Texas says, everyone knows all caps hell yes means Cal did a pretty good job.
Okay.
Texas says, this is the scheduling equivalent of landing Matt Harms. Put it up at ESPN 680. Is playing Notre Dame this year for Kentucky basketball the scheduling equivalent to landing Matt Harms?
That's a really
That's
good
a great
text.
Question.
That's a really good text. I
UVA
can't even get mad.
UVA 292 in the non-con. Well, I do remember they played. They got smoked by Purdue, and Purdue ended up having a bad year.
Yeah, they got smacked by Purdue.
No, they played a bunch of... Bunch of bums.
Yeah.
Boy,
so what's he talking about?
Virginia's gonna be good this year.
They are, and I'm gonna.
They're gonna be good this year, and they're gonna be ranked at least the beginning of the year, the first couple months, ranked ahead of Kentucky.
They are
just because Kentucky lose some dumb game. You know, I mean, come on, Virginia's gonna have all that experience, and Kentucky, they're young, and Calipari, they're young, and all that
you
nonsense.
You got Kihei Clark, you know, he's back.
I mean, settle. I mean. You would take Clark. Clark would start.
No, I'm not. No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I'm just saying he ended up being at the end of the year. He was good. I mean, he smoked Louisville in that final game.
Diener sent this, but I did look it up. They had Syracuse at the beginning of the year. Remember that? That was a 48-34 game, if you remember that. James Madison, Columbia, Vermont, Massachusetts, Arizona State, Maine, then Purdue, who stunk, North Carolina, ACC game, Stony Brook, South Carolina, Navy, and then into the ACC. So that's you got to go in. You got to fire back at
him. I am. I'm going
to. Fire back at him during the break. We'll help you craft your tweet.
Yes.
Let's take a break. On the other end, Louisville and Indiana have released their academic schedule. What does it mean for sports? I definitely want to get into that. Mitch, pick out a piece of sound that you like. We'll do that. And before the top of the hour, we'll get to our Murray Minute. And then at the top of the hour, Rick Bozich joins us. He's from WDRB. We'll take a break. Keep it here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says
no, I'm
panic.
Not panicked. I'm mad. I'm not panicked at
Texas
all.
Texas says, Strebel, you're an idiot. Oh, yeah, you're panicked.
And James Strebel.
Louisville fans are more panicked than I am because they know that Carly Jones, or not Carly Jones, but Olivier Saar's going to be dunking all over that bum Malik Williams. They don't want Olivier Saar on the team. They know what's going to happen. They know Kentucky's going to be a Final Four contender and in the top 10 while their bum team is back in top 25.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's a Thursday. Reminder, coming up in about a half an hour, we'll have Rick Bozich on. He's from WGRB. We'll talk with him at 5 o'clock here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057. At 5 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville, reminder, we'll have Governor Beshear's press conference live and in full. We will have that at 5 o'clock. And then directly after that, Drew Diener, Jason Nemus for House Rep. Jason Nemus. Hanging out with you with Last Call. I wonder how long Diener's going to keep this show going.
He seems to like it.
Yeah, he likes part of it.
Yeah.
Being on the air.
Yeah.
Being on the air that late. Not part of it, probably.
Probably run its course here soon enough.
By the way, Diener does text me here, Mitch, I did not hear all of your SportsCenter. He wants to know, and we need to get Drew to somehow not text me, but include you in some sort of way that we can include the show, and I haven't figured it out. It's pronounced charlatan. Wait, charlatan, not charlatan. He has S H A R, charlatan.
Charlatan.
Now it's in my charlatan,
not charlatan. I think so. It's
Charlatan. Did you say charlotte? Did you say char? It's a sh. It's
I said cha.
Okay.
So it's a
gotcha. You go. It's like Charlotte.
That's what I thought. I must have slipped.
I mean, here's the thing. If that's the only mess up that we have,
we're doing good.
Even though it is a name of a horse, it does matter. Next time, just call Blood Horse.
Give Blood Horse to confirm.
Give Blood Horse a call. And how do you say the 3-year-old's name? Before we dive into a subject that I want to talk about, and that is, Indiana and Louisville have released their schedule academically on how, and they needed to do this. And this is the plan. It's done as, pretty much we go into June. And I was wondering, if you're a parent or you're a kid, it's like, hey, what's the deal going to be here in a couple months? I need to set my life. Let's not wait to the last second. We know football's coming back. We know football players and basketball players and swimmers and other sports at different schools are coming back. But before we do that, Mitch, what is in our buffet of sound here that we need to get to? We've got to a couple lock sounds. What else do we have up there that we can drop in here and, waste a couple minutes?
New York Mike dropped a GD earlier this morning. That was like at 9:30 this morning.
I heard that. He just came on. It was just talking about – it was like he was having a discussion with someone else before we got on the air.
Yeah.
And then just continued that discussion with Drew. So, like it was like me and you were just having a conversation, then you went and you called your wife and just continued our conversation with her.
Without her knowing exactly what we were talking about.
He just got on the air, said hello, and started talking about the mob. And Drew's disoriented.
He's like, what the hell is going on?
By the way, this is great. Dino was doing this. Is great. At like 7:30 this morning, was talking about how we want to do these vignettes for high school seniors that, are going on to college and their particular sport and everything else. He did that. And there was I'm blanking. He did one other subject with Blankenbaker to set up the next 2.5 hours.
Sure.
And took a couple calls, and like the second or third caller is like, "Hey, we go to Tom next on the Diener Show." This guy just dives into Louisville NCAA talk. FBI sanctions, and he's like a fan. He's not like a Kentucky fan.
He wasn't trolling.
It wasn't like Johnny Versace.
Right.
It wasn't Ryan Lemon or a fake Jerry Tipton. It was just a concerned older gentleman who is a Louisville fan and said, now is the time that we need to have this discussion about the NCAA Enforcement Committee, Drew. Is the time.
Had like a feel-good thing with the high school coaches and everything.
Absolutely.
And then setting the table. Then, do you think there's going to be multiple postseason
bans?
The
man was very nice. It wasn't trolling. And if it was, he did a great job.
Yeah.
He said good morning and then just dove into the take that we've had the last several months about Louisville and the NCAA. But anyway, Mitch, what do we have? What do you want to play?
We have that, and then we have Diener saying Locke is wrong. Diener yesterday, Diener threw the break on last call, and Pat wasn't there, and he caught Pat on the line.
I heard that live, dude. What? And I heard that live, and I was here's what it was. I was driving to go pick up more bourbon.
Great.
Listening to Diener and listening to Jason Nemus on last call, and they threw the break. And I swear to you, I heard this live, and one half of me laughed knowing that we would play it, and the other half was mortified how bad of radio it was. Okay? I was so sad, but then the other half knew that it would be played all over the station for a long time.
Yes.
So Diener is going to break. Poor Patty Ice is running the board. Take a listen.
Okay. Talk to you here as we roll along here. We'll come back with him. If you still want to get in, 81-50-93 now. We'll take some calls after that. It's Last Call with Drew Diener and Jason Nemus on 93.9 The Ville. Well, I may have thrown Patty Ice for a loop. Just let me know what we need to do here, Patty Ice, because we push through sometimes. But are we on the air or what we're doing here?
Oh, yeah, you are. Sorry about that. You guys dropped for a second.
No, I was tossing a break. The Black Sabbath at the end.
It went into a Maven promo.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I howled because it was the first thing that he punched when he panicked. So, Mitch, you were in studio there. Was Pat upset? What exactly happened?
I don't want to tattle on my boy Patty Ice. What do you think happened?
What I think happened was he wasn't paying attention. I know what happened. He wasn't paying attention. Diener threw the break. They don't always take a break. He threw the break and he panicked. And he should have just went to break there. So I don't know. Did he? Oh, was he dropping? Was he going to number two?
No.
Sorry, he does that at the same time every day. That's the reason I asked.
Very regular.
What an odd thing if you're new to the show for someone to say, "What are these guys talking
about?" Hear that?
Well, he does.
He does. Nick has to man the board.
Okay, so what was it? Oh, he had a phone call, Hannah. What was it?
No. Me and Nick were talking to him. We distracted Patty Ice.
Wait, what? So you guys are falling on the sword then?
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still partially Patrick's fault as well. I mean, he doesn't have to stand there and listen to me and Nick's conversation, but I was crying laughing as well because he had the bleep face.
Oh yeah,
he's like, I think he dropped, and he went back there, and I heard the exact same thing we just listened to. I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay, so let's back up. Why did you call him Patrick?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the in-depth answer.
Yes.
So the other question that I have besides that is, were you and Nick close to him? Was it a three-man conversation, or was it you and Nick having a conversation and Patty Ice was just, you know, listening or eavesdropping into that convo?
The latter.
Okay, so then it's a lot more on Pat. So then you guys, you just fell on the sword then. For Pat, a little bit. Do you feel bad for him? Why did you fall on the sword?
Yeah, you weren't bothering
him. It's just a funny thing. He's not in trouble. He's not getting his pay docked.
No, yeah, I know.
A break during Drew's show.
He know he messes up, but me and Nick apologize. Like, sorry, like we were just talking. We were like grabbing your ear for a second.
Now, what were you guys talking about?
I had no idea. We were just shooting the you know what.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Nick's still there.
Getting
that Midday Rush podcast up perfectly for dinner time.
Yes.
In case you want to sit down with a hungry man, box dinner, and listen to Lachlan McClain, his 10 o'clock hour at 5:17 p.m., you'll be ready.
You know, that's how my neighbor Eugene comes home and relaxes from a hard day's work. He listens to Lachlan McClain's podcast, Midday Rush.
Texter says Mooney's been there 8 years. He's finally gone. No, they're just going to have another Mooney.
They'll have another one.
They're just going to have another one. Listen,
yeah.
I don't mind putting all the money down. Their center next year is going to be a white guy with the buzz cut.
Yes.
It's just going to happen. That guy is going to be the starting center against Olivier Saar or whoever the hell starts at the five next year for Kentucky in that game. You understand what I'm saying?
No, you're exactly right. They just, it was like the Plumlees at Duke. They just have like a laboratory full of them, that then they just grow them in there. There's one after the other.
It'll probably be Nate
Lazuski.
Done.
There
done.
He is.
That's... I already know what he looks like.
Or hey. Cormac Ryan.
Done.
Oh,
done.
My God.
Done. Cormac, perfect. He's the starter, and he's going to have 15 and 11 against Olivier Saar.
He's a transfer, though. That's not like a true Notre Dame big man.
Oh,
though.
There you go.
My money's on Nate Lazuski.
Me, too.
I like that.
Texture says, hey, Mitch, oh, no, not Danielle Lerner's way too early rankings.
Well, I was just pointing out Georgia Tech is above Notre Dame, like, mostly above Notre Dame.
Dude, guys, it's a great job on the text line. It's exactly what I was thinking.
Phil, I didn't want to be mean.
Well, yeah, I know. When he goes, well, actually, Danielle Lerner has a way too early top 25. It has Notre Dame 10th in the ACC. And I was like, okay. It was just random, right?
It was very random.
It was very random.
Danielle Lerner, huh, okay. I mean, she's very nice. She does a great job for the Athletic.
Why are you doing that?
Because
you don't have to do that.
I know,
but... You don't have to do that. We're not making fun of her.
I know
we're
not.
You don't have to say she's very nice. You've never met her.
No.
She has no idea who you are. There's a chance you could see her in Kroger and not know who she is. And you don't know if she does a good job because you didn't read anything she's ever written other than the Aiden Gahan story.
It was a good story.
No, but that's it. That's the truth, though.
Yes.
You've read one thing of hers, the Aiden Gahan story.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you.
People seem to like her.
No, I don't. She does a fine job, but you didn't have to do that at
I
all.
I know, but
you
I
got
I,
nervous.
Anytime I feel like I'm being mean to somebody.
You're not being mean to somebody.
I know I'm not, but I just
you gonna apologize to Carly Jones?
Hell no.
Yeah, you dislike him for just no – there's no reason you need to dislike Carly Jones.
I know.
You don't even know what he looks like. You've never seen him play. You don't know what his game is. You're just mad because Blankenbaker called him, you know, Francisco Garcia, and Rummage loves him already, and you know, Ennis is – you know what I mean? You're already doing the thing. Ennis has blogged about him.
I know he's not the prototypical pack line guard that Louisville fans have been telling me for a long time what he needs to play that defense. But that's okay.
437-9680. Texture says, I think you guys gave Nick to the midday rush to punish Locke for his loyalty to Spectrum.
Nick does a good job of needling Locke.
Texture says,
they are prepared. And we played the interview with Neely Bendapudi that I did with her when at Spectrum News 1, and we played it here.
First 5 minutes.
10:04.
Yeah. first 5 minutes.
10:04. Just quickly, let me pick your ear, as Mitch said so eloquently. We were just picking
pick
the
ear.
Isn't that what he said? We were picking the
what?
Ear.
What? I said that?
I think you said picking the ear. Doesn't matter. If you didn't, it's funny either way.
Yes.
That Louisville and let me find this real quick, that Louisville and I, you know, I've had things teed up, and then I can't stop. I'm addicted to Twitter, so I have to hit the refresh. So right when I have things set up, I hit the refresh.
Do you lose them?
Louisville is going to have alternate classes, hybrid classes. Some kids are going to miss Mondays and maybe early week, and be online and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And that's how they're going to fight off some of the coronavirus stuff. Chris, I need to look at this. Chris Ott's had a bunch from WDRB today talking about it. So that was like one thing they were doing, and then they're not bringing back kids after Thanksgiving either. So there's going to be that extended break, and so obviously that is out there. And then on the Indiana side, I mean, Indiana, they're going to let them off after Thanksgiving. And then when they're done there around Thanksgiving, they're not coming back till like the second week of February.
Wow.
Like, it's going to be at least like 2 months off at Indiana.
Wow.
And so what is interesting about that is I say this because, like, I guess I disagree with 40 on this. You know, Pat 40, who we had on yesterday, Sports Illustrated, SI.com, you know, it came out. He had the article of, okay, the students are, you know, the student athletes, I guess, are going to be hanging out, and they're going to have the campus to themselves for the most part.
Right.
And they're taking all this risk, and they're not being paid. And just know that in the exploitation, okay, and this is not me talking, and part of me agrees with that, okay? So I do believe the NCAA, exploiting does exist in some percentage. I don't feel like Jay Billis all the time on it, but I do believe, obviously, there is something to that, okay? The question is, and Kentucky, I would imagine, is going to do something similar, is what does this do for the sports? And I mean college basketball.
Yeah.
Because, like, is it – I hate to say this, but it's better, is it not? There's less distraction for, I mean, it's going to be not quite the same season, but you are going to have, beginning late November and December, you are going to have the basketball teams around here locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. They're not going to have anything. I mean, there's going to be some people around, obviously, because you're in Lexington, you're in Louisville. It's not going to be completely desolate. But as far as having 25,000 other students, 40,000 other students, what the numbers are at these places, like, the athletes are going to be essentially quarantined to that area. Now, I do know U of L talked about it because Kentucky doesn't talk.
No.
I mean, they don't do any press conferences or anything, okay?
Yeah.
Only Cal. He's the only one that can talk is Calipari and occasionally Stoops. But, you know, Louisville, see how I want to say this here. I'm trying to think here. Lost my train of thought, but I'm trying to think exactly how I want to say this. Louisville has has strongly advised their guys to stay on campus while they're here for the next month. And so you would imagine in some sort of way that's going to be preached to them during the regular season.
Right.
Like, in some sort of way, the football teams around here and the basketball teams around here are going to be told, and they're not all going to do it, and we understand, to maybe stay away from doing some of the public stuff.
Right.
Like, if you went to the casino, don't go to the casino.
Right.
Maybe, for some reason. If you went to this place, don't go to that. Like, I'm just thinking, maybe not. I might be totally wrong. Don't go somewhere where there's parties, whatever it may be, where there's going to be a lot of people. If you do, you know, just kind of be safe because, the science student maybe doesn't have – you're trying to make the NBA or whatever
exactly.
It may be.
Yeah.
And so there's that side of it. Will they be kind of quarantined in? And then the other side is, I mean, you are going to be – moving into the latter part of ACC schedule before you start to get other kids back on campus.
Sure.
And so there is an opportunity for both of these teams to lock in. And I don't mean this because you're sitting here, but I think it's a bigger deal for Kentucky because Kentucky getting to focus in, and Kentucky guys are so much younger and it's such a different team. And I have higher expectations for Kentucky basketball than Louisville basketball this season.
Sure.
But it is interesting. I mean, you're looking at 2 months at Indiana.
Well, yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, when does Kentucky start turning the corner? As I say, turn the corner, sound like they have a really bad non-conference.
You would say February.
February, yeah. Usually they start really picking up steam and locking it in around February. And Cal's going to get all this time. Let's see, Camp Cal. He does that Camp Cal when it's only the basketball team on campus while everyone else is away for that winter break. He's got that extended period now where he's going to have their attention, their focus, everything. No, you're exactly right. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, do these kids start looking for things to do? They start going out, and because at least on campus there's parties and there's things to do and there's people to visit and see. Do they, now they start venturing out like into the city? Does this backfire? Do they start going to places and trying to find things to do? Because, you know, we were all college kids at one point, and it's hard. It's difficult to tell a college age young man or woman, you can't go and do anything. There's nobody going to be here. They're going to get bored. They're going to go try to find things to do. I think that's the other way to look at it.
Some
do
of
they
this stuff is
gonna, out?
Well, some of this stuff is going to be hopping.
Like
bars, restaurants, places that the players would go. Some of those places are going to be bustling. I mean, hell, we're talking about, you know, later in the year, Louisville and Lexington and Southern Indiana, places are bustling right now.
They are,
absolutely. I mean, some restaurants and bars, you know, there are places that obviously we're not social distancing. Mm. And so, like, it's impossible. The answer is it's impossible.
It is absolutely
There's
impossible.
No way you can do it. Now, the players are in a bubble as it is. I mean, so a lot of it's taken care of you, but maybe it's just generic sports radio just to say, hey, now that they're locked in, they're tuned in, they're going to be better. But I guess I buy into that.
I think there's something there. And then, like you said, I mean, they're not getting other students back until tournament time almost. I mean, it's going to be almost tournament time.
We don't know with Kentucky. Again, we don't know with Kentucky. This is Indiana. This is Indiana that's doing this. Let me get the official time. Again, I had this lined up with Chris Otts, and, you know, the whole thing fell fell apart.
But I mean,
by the way, we have to talk about the fair at some point.
Did you see
they're like, we're going to try to have the Kentucky State Fair, and people are going to wear masks. I mean, do they not know?
I mean, it's
do they not know?
Have they exactly read your audience here? I mean,
do they not know?
The people at the Kentucky Fair aren't going to be wearing masks. They're barely dressed as it is.
They're going to have the mask with the snake around their necks.
I mean,
there's guys walking around.
Okay, I thought you were just going to go right to they would have to have a mask that said Trump on it. That's where I thought he was going to go. That's what everyone's thinking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest. That's what everyone's thinking.
I mean, there are people that walk around the fair with guys don't even have a shirt on, or there are women walking around with like a bikini top on. I mean, this is the Kentucky State Fair. I mean, we're talking about people watching to the extreme.
Yeah, we understand what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wear a mask. I mean, we'll see how that goes and see how you enforce that. Good luck.
Wear a mask at the fair.
You have to wear a mask at the fair.
I mean, the poor SOB that has to tell Lenny from Paducah to put his mask on.
BB and Lenny.
Yeah, BB and Lenny. I mean, it's just going to be.
Hey, you can't tell me I got to wear a mask. I'm outside.
What percentage of the masks will be Kentucky-related if that's the case? I want to make that a poll question. Let's think of it. Mitch, give me one more piece of sound here, early break, because on the other end, we got to have our guy Strebel here. We got to have him do we want to do this now?
Yeah,
I tell you what, let's tease it. Let's do the Murray Minute next, then we'll get Bozich on. We'll take a break, we'll get the Murray Minute, we'll get Bozich, and then we don't have anything planned right now. 5:30, we'll get into some of this stuff after Bozich, and you can do your lullaby, to your tryout for the Courier-Journal.
I can't wait.
We will send this to Dominique Yates and Chris Mack and Scott Satterwhite or Scott Satterfield. We will send that out in due time. How do you want to end? What's the best? We have Locke's brief research, Locke on Calipari annoying him. Rummage talks about his love for you. Rummage wants to run for mayor. So I'm gonna let you guys pick here. I'll be a tiebreaker.
Go ahead, Mitch.
There it is. Boy, you gave it right back to
me. Yeah, I mean, jeez.
I wanna hear Rummage's mayoral candidate speech.
Okay.
That's
there
what
we go. And then we'll take a break. We'll get our Murray Minute and then Bozich. It's all coming up next on the take. Go ahead.
What's going on, man? It's a beautiful day outside. It was a beautiful drive in. I've been contemplating my future over the last couple days. And I think it's what I've landed on is I'm going to, in the next decade, run for mayor of Louisville. I mean, yeah, that's what I've come up with. Marcus, you're stepping into. I haven't talked to you this morning,
right?
And you're stepping into my into my conversation here. And I'm absolutely. I think I have a future in politics. Listen.
Keep going.
I have a healthy message to everybody. You don't have to get nervous. Yeah, I got a healthy message to everybody because listen. Over the past 2 days, something I've learned about myself is I have on both sides of the thing here. I have viewpoints, and this is what I think is what I'm going to run on. This is what I'm going to spend the next decade on what I'm going to run on, okay, because I care too much about one side or one issue for a liberal side, and I care too much about another issue for a conservative side. So I'm going to say you're all jackasses, and I'm running on being a good person, butthole. That's what I'm going to run on.
All we needed there was him saying butthole. Go to break.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.